Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
My cat Simpson?
Is that what's in the box?
Yep.
I just want to take her up for a spin.
It's really cool.
Kitty cat at 3 o'clock.
Fly's real nice.
Cool, huh?
Simpson.
Here, kitty.
We don't know anything about a cat.
It's about time you showed up.
I was just looking at all the displays. Cool science fair, huh?
Yeah. Did you see Dwayne's model town? It has little cars and trains and even sounds like a city. It's really cool.
Thanks, Cody. But so is your model solar system. I love how the planets really spin.
What's your display, Mandy?
It's called Pavlov's Theory. See, when my cat Simpson rings the bell, he gets a treat. Now, when I put him in this box and ring a bell, watch what happens.
Ew! He's slobbering!
Yeah, because every time he hears the bell, he thinks he's gonna get a treat. Cool, huh?
They're all cool, but not as cool as my project.
Oh, yeah?
You've been bragging about it all week.
Is that what's in the box?
Yep.
Well, let's see it.
Okay. Ta-da!
A model plane.
Big deal.
Not just a model plane. A remote-controlled, radio-operated, fully functioning model of a P-51 Mustang Spitfire. I built it from scratch.
A model plane.
Big deal.
You don't get it. It really flies and shoots pellets from wing-mounted machine guns.
Wow. So how about a demonstration?
Sure.
Flies real nice.
Yeah, it's got a lot of range and speed, too.
Well, 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 what do we got here?
Rodney.
A toy plane. Grab him, guys.
Come here.
Give me back the controls, Rodney.
In a sec. I just want to take her up for a spin. Hey, this is pretty cool. What's this button for? Machine guns. And then we can send it on a strafing run. You thought of everything.
No, Rodney.
Coming around. Look out, science fair. Kitty cat at 3 o'clock.
Stop it, Rodney.
System ahead!
Rodney, no!
Oh, no! I'm headed for the Mock City!
Stop! Don't!
Mayday! Mayday! Oh, I can't pull up! I'm going down! Ah! No! Oh, wow! Cool plane to wipe! Or at least it was.
Come on, let's get out of here!
Rathbone?
Oh, hey, let go! I didn't do nothing!
You've destroyed our science fair.
And wrecked my plane.
I was just trying it out, and then it went wild. It's your fault. You shouldn't have made such a crazy project.
All right, that's enough. Jared, back off! Now!
I spent 6 weeks on that plane. 6 weeks of hard work that you ruined, Rodney.
Huh, sorry.
You will be when I call your parents and tell them you've been suspended. Again.
Well, actually, sir, my folks are out of town. You can try calling them if you want, but I think the conversation will be kind of boring.
Zip it, Rathbone. Come with me.
Oh, easy, easy. Hey, Jared, thanks for letting me play with your little plane.
Laugh now, Rathbone, but you'll pay for this. Some way, somehow, I'll make you pay. And then, as the principal was taking him away, Ronnie said, "Thanks for letting me play with your little plane."
Yeah, it sounds like Rodney, all right. Hand me those pruning shears, please.
Sure. Here you go. Mm. 6 weeks, Mr. Whittaker. 6 weeks of hard work down the tubes.
Oh.
Not to mention wrecking the whole science fair. Ronnie is no good. He needs to be punished.
Well, you know, he is being punished with suspension.
It isn't enough. It just gives Rodney time to come up with more rotten things to do.
Well, maybe a little love is in order, huh?
Love?
Oh, you know, like Jesus said, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
Jesus obviously never met Rodney Rathbone.
Help! Help! Huh? Somebody! Anybody!
Mandy!
Whoa, calm down. What's wrong? Tell me what's wrong.
It's terrible. Just awful.
What? What is?
Simpson has disappeared.
Is that all? I thought it was something important.
Who?
Simpson, my cat. And it is important, Jared.
Well, now, when did you last see him?
This morning when I let him out. He always comes back when it's time to eat. But this morning he didn't. I even put out his favorite food. I've looked everywhere for him, but he's nowhere to be found.
Wait a minute. You live next door to Rodney, right?
Jared.
Yeah, so?
So Rodney's mom likes fur coats. It wouldn't surprise me a bit if he didn't kidnap Simpson.
All right, Jared.
No.
That's enough.
I wonder what the penalty is for catnapping.
Jared. Mandy, look. You also live near McAllister Park, don't you?
Yeah, across the street from it. Why?
Oh, because that's probably where Simpson is. Cats like to wander, you know.
He's never wandered before.
Well, there's a first time for everything. I'll tell you what, Mandy, I'll call Animal Control and tell them to be on the alert. And then Jared and I will search the park for Simpson.
What?
What should I do?
Well, I think you should go back home in case Simpson shows up again.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Okay, thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, bye-bye, Mandy.
Why'd you volunteer me?
Don't you want to help your friend?
Not really.
Jared, shame on you. And double shame on you for what you were going to say about Rodney.
Yeah, how come you stopped me?
Because you have no proof that Rodney did anything to Simpson.
Proof? He said lots of times how much he hates that cat. He even shot at it yesterday with my Spitfire. How much more proof do you need?
Well, unless a witness steps forward, we'll have to assume Rodney is innocent. Now, come on. Let's go search that park.
All right. Simpson!
Here, kitty. Here, kitty. Psst, psst, psst.
You really think he would have come all the way to the pond, Mr. Whitaker?
I don't know. Maybe.
Hey, look. It's Dwayne and Cody.
Oh.
Hi, you guys.
Oh, hi, Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, boys. What brings you out here?
Did Mandy rope you into looking for her cat, too?
We don't know anything about a cat.
Yeah. We're here because somebody stole our bikes.
What?
What happened?
We rode around the park and stopped at the pond to play in the water for a while.
We left our bikes near the stream. When we came back, they were gone.
Stolen bikes, huh? You didn't happen to see Rodney Rathbone around here, did ya?
Jared.
What was that about Rodney?
Nothing. Listen, boys. I'm sorry about your bikes, but I think the best thing for you to do is to report their loss to the police. Right after you tell your folks, that is.
You know, I knew when I saw you that you were going to say something like that.
Yeah, me too. Come on, Dwayne, let's get this over with.
See you, Jared. Bye, Mr. Whitaker.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye, see ya.
Bye, Mr. Whitaker.
Come on, Mr. Whitaker. Stealing bikes? That's right up Rodney's alley. He probably sells them to the black market and makes a mint. You know, they got Al Capone for tax invasion. Maybe we could do the same thing.
You still have no proof, Jared. Even Rodney is innocent until proven guilty.
All right, Mr. Whitaker. Wait a minute.
Huh?
What's this?
It's a pocket knife.
Yeah, it's halfway buried in the dirt next to the... Aha!
What?
You wanted proof, Mr. Whitaker? Well, look what's carved in the handle.
R.R.
Rodney Rathbone. He must have dropped it when he stole the bikes.
Now, just because Rodney's knife was here doesn't mean he stole anything.
Mm-hmm.
Jared, I don't want to hear any more. Now it's getting late and I need to get back to Wits End. We should also call Mandy and see if Simpson came back. Now come on. Jared, I just can't believe you're so quick to judge without the facts. Would you like it if someone did that to you?
No, but I'm the vanguard of justice here, and Rodney is the guy who needs vanguarding.
Vanguarding?
You know what I mean. He's not as clean as the driven snow, you know.
Well, that doesn't make any difference. Rodney deserves the same consideration as...
Same consideration as what?
Something's burning.
Yeah. Mr. Whitaker, across the street, it's the school.
Jared, get to a phone and call 911.
What are you going to do?
Find a garden hose. Go.
Thanks, guys.
Well, how bad is the damage, Officer McCoy?
Not as bad as it could have been, thanks to you and Jared.
Do you know how the fire started?
Well, we found a gas can, but have no suspects as of yet.
Hmm. I have a suspect for you. Rodney Rathbone.
Oh, boy.
Rodney? Do you have any proof, Jared?
Yeah. He nearly burned down the school yesterday at the science fair.
Now, Jared, don't exaggerate.
Rodney crashed my model airplane into Duane's Mock City and caused an explosion. He even got suspended for it. Ask the principal if you don't believe me. Word around town is that he's a kleptomaniac.
A thief?
Yeah, that too. But he likes to start stuff on fire.
Jared.
You mean a pyromaniac.
Well, he's some kind of maniac, that's for sure.
Officer McCoy, this is all circumstantial.
True, but it might be worth checking out. I think I better pay Rodney a little visit.
Well, okay if we tag along.
Well, I guess so, but let me do the talking. He doesn't seem to be home.
I know his folks aren't. When he wrecked the fair yesterday, he said his mom and dad were out of town.
Well, Officer McCoy, maybe we should just sort of rethink this whole thing.
Whoa! It's Rodney! He's trying to get away!
Jared!
Hey, just a minute.
Going somewhere, Rathbone?
Oh, no! I just climbed down the fence and I slipped. Oh, help me out of here!
No, I'll help you all right. And into jail.
What? What are you talking about?
You set the school on fire this afternoon.
Jared.
You're crazy.
Then why were you trying to get away?
Yeah, Rodney, I'd like to know that myself.
I wasn't trying to get away.
I rang the doorbell several times.
Well, I didn't hear you. I was on my way out.
Where? To kidnap more cats and steal more bicycles?
What?
You know what, Rathbone? You kidnapped Mandy's cat. You stole Cody and Dwayne's bicycles
Jared.
At the pond.
I did not!
Yeah? Well, you left your calling card at the scene of the crime.
My pocket knife?
So you admit it.
I admit I lost it a couple of days ago.
A likely story. Just like the story about not setting the school on fire.
I tell you, I didn't do it.
Really? Well, how do you explain these?
Well, they're just some old rags.
Yes, soaked in gasoline.
Aha!
I used those to clean my mini bike.
Can we see your mini bike, Rodney?
Well, it wasn't exactly mine. I sort of borrowed it from a friend.
Let me guess. A friend who didn't know you borrowed it, right?
Hey, I gave it back in better condition than I got it.
Rodney.
You know, I think you and I need to take a little ride downtown, Mr. Rathbone.
Oh, man. I didn't do anything. You gotta believe me. Please, somebody believe me.
Come on, let's go.
Oh, man. No, I didn't do it. Oh, no.
It's not gonna work this time, Rodney. You're getting what you deserve. You're going to jail. You're going down.
Mom, I'm going to Wits End. I'll be back later.
Hey, Jared.
Hi, Mandy. Great day, huh?
I guess. Listen, I wanted to say thanks for looking for my cat yesterday.
No problem. And don't worry, the police will squeeze out of Rodney where he took Simpson.
Say what?
The police have Rodney. They'll make him tell where he took your cat.
Okay, I'm confused. Rodney took Simpson?
Yeah, he all but admitted it yesterday. And I'm sure the police will bring Simpson back to you really soon?
You remember my cat Simpson? The one Rodney supposedly took?
But how? When?
Yesterday, when I got home, Simpson was here waiting for me.
Oh. Well, I'm happy for you.
Thanks. So what's this about Rodney and the police?
Never mind. I'll see ya.
I was right all along, Simpson. Jared is nuts.
I was sure Rodney kidnapped Simpson. I mean, he always said he'd get rid of the cat if he could. Oh well, they've still got him for the fire and the stolen... No. Hey, Dwayne, hey, Cody.
Hey, Jared.
Hi.
You got your bikes back?
Yeah.
I knew Rodney would tell the police where to find them.
Rodney?
Yeah, Rodney took your bikes, right?
No, Rodney didn't have anything to do with our bikes.
Then who took them?
Our folks did.
Yeah, they've warned us over and over about locking up our bikes.
Yesterday, when we stopped by the pond, our parents drove by and saw that we didn't lock our bikes to the tree.
So they decided to teach us a lesson and took them.
But I found Rodney's pocket knife at the tree after you left. If he didn't take the bikes, how did the knife get there?
Rodney hangs around the pond all the time.
It probably dropped out of his pocket.
Yeah, his pocket. Listen, I'll see you guys around, okay?
Yeah, sure.
See ya.
This is not good. But we found the rags with the gasoline. Rodney must have started the fire. I better go see Mr. Whitaker. Mr. Whitaker!
Jared, I was just coming to get you.
You were? Why?
Well, hop in the car and I'll explain on the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with the fire department. They conducted tests on the burned section of the school. The fire wasn't arson. Faulty electrical wiring caused it.
What about the gas can?
Well, the school janitor put the can in a storeroom. He was going to pick it up later, but forgot. The sparks from the wiring fell on the can and caused it to ignite. The point is, Rodney didn't start that fire. He's completely innocent.
Oh, man, I got everything wrong.
Everything?
Yeah, I also found out that Rodney didn't take Simpson or the bikes either.
Well, maybe now you see why you shouldn't accuse people until you have all the facts.
Yeah, I was just so mad because he wrecked my plane.
Revenge does that to you. Makes you blind to the truth. All you think about is getting even. That's why God said, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay."
I don't want Rodney to go to jail for something he didn't do. We have to tell the police, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, I've already called them. But because Rodney's parents are out of town, they're transferring him over to the juvenile detention center on Old Gower Road.
So he doesn't know?
No, but we're going to pick him up, and you're going to do some apologizing.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, looks like an accident up ahead. A car ran off the road.
That's not just a car. That's a police car.
Hello? Hello? Is everyone all right there? Officer McCoy. Easy now. Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so.
What happened?
Cow crossed in front of us. Huh. I swerved to avoid it and wound up in a ditch. Must have knocked me unconscious for a minute. How's Rodney?
Rodney?
Yeah, he's in the back seat.
No, he isn't.
What?
Easy, officer.
I think Rodney has escaped.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that door must have popped open when you went into the ditch. Rodney saw you were knocked out and took off.
I have to find him.
No, you need to relax.
Mr. Whitaker, look at this field.
Huh?
See how the grass has been tromped down?
Yeah, looks like Rodney left us a path to follow.
What should we do?
Well, first I'm going to radio for help for Officer McCoy. Then you and I are going to go find Rodney.
You think we'll find him, Mr. Whitaker?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think we just did. Look at the trail. It stops before it hits the woods.
And it doesn't head off in any other direction either. But how is that possible? Unless Rodney went straight up.
Or straight down. Come on.
The path stops right up here, but I don't see any... Whoa!
Watch out, Jared.
Where'd that hole come from?
Oh, I was afraid of this. You see the broken boards? It's an abandoned well. Stay back. The surrounding boards might still be weak.
You mean Rodney's down there?
I don't know. Let's find out. Rodney! It's Whit! Are you down there?
Why isn't he answering?
Oh, he might be unconscious. Either that, or he's trying to make us think he isn't down there.
Rodney! It's Jared! You're not going to jail! We know you didn't start the fire! You're innocent!
Then get me out of here!
Okay! Can you climb out?
No, I think my arm's broke. I ain't at the bottom of this thing. I'm laying on a board, but it doesn't feel very strong. Whoa! Hurry!
All right. I need to run back and get my car. Now, don't move. Stay with him, Jared. Talk to him.
What'll I say?
I think you know. I'll be right back.
Rodney, it's Jared again.
You must be real happy about this.
No, I'm not. Listen, I know you didn't kidnap Simpson or steal the bikes either.
I told you I didn't.
I know. I was just so mad about you wrecking my plane. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is...
Let me guess. You're sorry.
Well, yeah.
I can't hear you.
I said yeah!
Well, get me out of here and we'll call it square.
Okay, here comes Mr. Whitaker.
Listen, Jared. I can't fit in that opening. And I don't think that board Rodney is resting on will hold him up much longer. That means you're going to have to take that rope down to him.
All right.
Okay, now, let me tie one end here to my bumper. Here. And I'll make a loop for the two of you. Like so. And I'll slip it here under your arms. Yeah, that's it. Now, I'm going to lower you down slowly. You'll have to help Rodney. Find a foothold and then widen the noose and slip it over Rodney's arms and up tight against his armpits, all right? And then I'll just back the car up and haul both of you out. You understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Let's do it. Now, you just climb in the opening. Yeah, there. All right, easy now. Easy.
Rodney!
Watch it! You're dropping dirt on me!
I see you, Mr. Whitaker. About 10 more feet.
Okay. Hurry it up, will you? This boarding gonna last much longer.
Almost. Yes! Okay, Mr. Whitaker, I'm there.
Hey, don't step on the board.
There's no other foothold. Now come on, hurry up.
Okay. Ow! Watch the arm. Ow! And that one too.
Uh-oh.
Hurry up!
Almost there. Okay, got it, Mr. Whitaker.
Go!
Please, God, help us. Rodney, it's all right. We're going up.
Huh? Oh, yeah, we are. We did it. Hey, listen, about your plane.
Yeah?
Well, it was cool. Well,
it's okay, Rodney. I got it. Apology accepted. And thanks.
Well, that was quite a day.
You can say that again. And maybe, just maybe, Rodney learned his lesson.
Oh, just Rodney, huh?
No, me too. In fact, I learned two lessons.
No?
Yeah. First, I shouldn't try to get revenge. And second, I shouldn't accuse someone without knowing all the facts. Believe me, I won't. Wait a minute. Wait just a minute.
What's the matter?
Somebody took my cap! Some dirty, low-down, no-good louse took my cap! That really stinks!
Jared, stand up. Mm-hmm. Now look on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
It's my cap.
You were saying?
Never mind.
Whit told Jared that revenge makes you blind to the truth. He wasn't just speaking figuratively. You see, sometimes people, like our brothers and sisters or our friends, can make us so mad, well, we can hardly see straight, and all we can think of is getting back at them. That's what happened to a man named Cain. He got so mad at his brother Abel that he killed him. So how can we keep from feeling this way? Well, Whit had the answer to that, too. When he told Jared what Jesus said in Matthew 5:44, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's it for now. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Case of Revenge was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our recording engineer was Mark Drury, and our post-production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.